Jesus is so confident today in the gospel because he knew that the truth would be enough for his followers to live on. That not needing a second tunic, no bag, no money, no food, all they needed was to teach the truth, and he would take care of everything else. If you bring a person to the church, a wise priest, as he witnesses the individual converting perhaps from a non-Christian religion like Islam, or a Christian religion like Baptists, the priest will ask the young man or woman, or the older man or older woman, you need to now be Catholic, not because you feel that way, or because your wife is that way. You make the decision to be Catholic because it's true. It's not just a nice opinion. It's true, that's why we're Catholic. And it's true of the message God gave to Jesus and Jesus gave to his followers. It was true. The message of Catholicism, the church, what she teaches on faith and morals is not really up to you. And it's not up to me. If it was, chaos would happen. Because then you could decide and I could decide what I want to do in the name of our Lord. And what you fall into is what this decade has fallen into with radical Islam. Remember, friends, the great terrorist attack connected with the Islam religion were done in the name of Allah, their God. Don't forget that. Thousands of lives were killed because men thought they were doing that for God. Not because they wanted to kill. They did it for God. That's what happens when we divorce ourselves from the truth. So why today? Because in each of the three readings, you have these people who are seemingly unprepared for their job. They're unprepared to live. You have the prophet in the first reading, you have the listeners of Paul in the second reading, and then you have Jesus sending out his people two by two, and they seem unprepared. But they have the truth. In other words, they're living life in reality. And so a priest, nor does any Catholic mind, need to get philosophical to understand how this all works. It comes down to two simple questions. For those of you who are married, do you love your spouse? Hopefully you're going to say yes. And then the follow-up question is that true? And you're going to look at me like I'm an idiot. Because you're absolutely going to say, yes, it's true, I love my spouse. And you could say this for a lot of relationships. To children, do you love your parents? Yes. Is that true? Yes. But it's not just true for them, you understand? It's true for everybody. I love my mom and dad. That's true. And it's true for you too. That I love my mom and dad. You cannot argue with such a thing. So as we enter the altar, as we come to church on weekends, as we live our Catholic faith, dear friends in Christ, when we go to bed at night, there's a lot of things we perhaps do to express our faith. A simple Hail Mary, perhaps an act of contrition, but a great question to ask ourselves is, what I believe in, am I Catholic? Because it's true. That's why I should be Catholic. And when there's confusion, so here's where it gets hard, correct? When there's confusion, or when it doesn't make sense, we don't follow with it's false or it's wrong. We just do more investigation. This is exactly the path that Albert Einstein took in his life as a scientist. He was famous for teaching his people, his students. He was famous for saying, You're interested as scientists. You're enamored. You're in wonder with creation, with science. But I'm enamored with the Creator. And we too, as Catholics, living our lives as faithful to the church as we should be, making mistakes here and there. Temptation is strong and sin is stronger. Absolutely. But my friends, we believe in the truths of Jesus Christ and we believe in the Catholic faith because what our Lord has handed down to us measures with reality. And that's where we want to be. Doesn't it give you a sense of peace and satisfaction when you know the truth? And isn't it true, as also by way of human experience, that when you're lied to, when you don't know everything about what's really happening, you want to know? There's something inside the heart that wants to know what is true. Don't stop when you enter the doors of the church because of a lot of really smart and powerful people are, and they're ruining our country. And so perhaps we can have our opinions on the state of affairs, and we'll always have our opinions. Our opinions matter. Jesus wants to hear what we think about things. But he wants us to hear the truest statement of all. He wants us to hear that I love you, and I've given my life for you. And I've given you this thing called the truth to lead you closer to me. And so when you believe in the truth, he's saying to us, and he taught this to his apostles, when you believe in the truth, you come to see my love. And when you come to see my love, you come to see what heaven is all about.